This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Three persons killed in a jeep accident at Manthali of Ramechhap this morning. Nepal Airlines Corporation's aircraft leaving for China to bring COVID-19 vaccines. And UK, US and Australia launch pact to counter China. Now the news in detail. The Minister of Health and Population has directed concerned authorities not to take the decision of allowing educational institutions to reopen in haste. Local levels that take a decision in this regard should coordinate with health institutions before allowing educational institutions to resume, the ministry concluded at a meeting with the COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre, CCMC, under the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology. The Health Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel said educational institutions may reopen on the recommendations of the district CCMC after assessing the rate of infection at the local levels and by following the school operation framework 1077 issued by the Ministry of Education. Three persons died in a road accident at Manthali of Ramechhap this morning. The accident took place when a Bolero jeep heading towards Okhaldunga from Kathmandu plunged into Tamakosi River after falling off a bauxite cliff at Hatitar along Khurkot Manthali Road section. Information officer at the district police office, Ramechhap, Sri Shankar Shrestha, said the deceased have been identified as the jeep driver Lakpa Sherpa of He's the Barula Municipality 6 of Okhaldunga, his wife Furba Sherpa and jeep owner Wangsung Sherpa. All of them died on the spot in the incident. Police said a 12-year-old Pemba Sherpa, who was injured in the accident, is in critical condition. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation is leaving for China to bring COVID-19 vaccines. The aircraft is flying to China at 6:45 p.m. today to get the remaining 4.4 million doses of vaccine. The aircraft will arrive in Nepal tomorrow with the vaccine. The food management and trade company run by the government had decided to operate fair price shops in various 39 districts in view of the coming festivals. The shop with the fair prices would be run from Friday. The fair price shops are operated on the run up to major festivals as Dasai, Tihar and Chhath for some years. The Kathmandu Valley alone will have the outlets at Thapathali, Nakhu, Laganchil and Suryabinayak. Earlier, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supply had directed the above three companies to run their fair price shops by avoiding crowds. A people's representative at local level died when a truck skidded off the road and plunged around 70 meters at Thakrila Municipality 8 along Palung Naubise Road under the Tribhuvan Highway on Wednesday night. The deceased has been identified as Sundar Pradhan, ward member of Thar Municipality 1. Pradhan, travelling on the ill-fated vehicle carrying vegetables to Kathmandu from Palung, jumped out of the falling vehicle in his attempt to escape the accident but ended in a death, said Police Inspector Rupa Thapa. He died on the spot. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said light to moderate rainfall is forecast in most places of the country in the next 3 days due to the influence of the low-pressure system. Meteorologist Meen Kumar Arial said there is possibility of rain in most places of the country until Saturday due to the impact of the low-pressure system around Madhya Pradesh area of India and the location of the monsoon low-pressure trough south of its average position in Nepal. According to him, there is possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Lumbini and the Sudurpasam provinces today. At present, it is generally to fully cloudy throughout the country with light to moderate rainfall taking place at some places of Lumbini and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces. It will be generally to fully cloudy tonight with the possibility of light to moderate rain along with thunder and lightning at many places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpasam provinces and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Four amateur astronauts have blasted off from Florida on their private mission to orbit. The Inspiration 4 crew, comprising one billionaire and three ordinary citizens, rode out of the Kennedy Space Center in a Dragon capsule provided by the SpaceX rocket company. The quartet will spend the next 3 days circling the Earth. It's another milestone in the space tourism market, which is experiencing a resurgence after decades hiatus. Earlier this summer, billionaire businessmen Sir Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos went above Earth's atmosphere in their own space vehicles. The UK, US and Australia have announced a historic security pact in the Indo-Pacific in what's seen as an effort to counter China. It will let Australia build nuclear-powered submarines for the first time using technology provided by the US. The pact, to be known as AUKUS, will also cover artificial intelligence, cyber and quantum technology. The new partnership aimed to promote security and prosperity in the region, said a joint statement by US President Joe Biden, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his Australian counterpart Scott Morrison. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will continue to rebuild his ministerial team on Thursday, having already reshuffled his cabinet. The Prime Minister, who is promising to build back better from the pandemic, fired Javin Williamson as Education Secretary and Robert Buckland as Justice Secretary. Johnson is now expected to resign his junior and middle-ranking ministers in a process which could take days. Backbench Conservatives MPs and many of those already in office will be waiting for a call from Downing Street. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Three persons killed in jeep accident at Manthali of Ramechhap this morning. Nepal Airlines Corporation's aircraft leaving for China to bring COVID-19 vaccines and UK, US and Australia launch pact to counter China. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.